SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, emotional intelligence, but not in that stuffy, textbook way. We're talking about real talk, practical strategies, and a whole lot of self-reflection because let's face it, understanding our own emotions is like having a secret weapon in this world. Ever felt overwhelmed by your feelings? Like they're running the show instead of you? I get it. We all have those moments, right? Maybe stress from work spills over into family time, or that old insecurity pops up when you least expect it. But here's the thing. Emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing our feelings. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and using them to make smarter choices. Think of it like this. Your emotions are data points. They're giving you valuable information about yourself, your needs, and what's going on around you. But just like raw data, it needs processing. That's where self-reflection comes in. It's the key to unlocking the power within those feelings. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional intelligence through self-reflection. First off, identify your triggers. What sets you off? Is it a specific type of person, a certain situation, or even just a particular thought pattern? Recognizing these triggers is like seeing the warning signs before an emotional storm hits. You can start to anticipate them and develop coping strategies. Think about those moments when you felt particularly stressed, angry, or sad. What were you thinking about? Who were you with? What was happening around you? Journaling can be a powerful tool here. Just jotting down your thoughts and feelings as they come up can help you identify patterns and triggers. Second, label your emotions. Don't just say, "I feel bad." Get specific. Are you feeling anxious, frustrated, disappointed, or maybe even a little bit scared? Putting words to your emotions helps you understand them better. It's like naming a monster. Once you give it a name, it loses some of its power. Third, explore the root cause. Dig deeper than just the surface emotion. Why are you feeling this way? What happened before these feelings arose? Often, there's an underlying thought or belief driving your emotions. For example, maybe you're feeling anxious because you're worried about failing a presentation. By identifying the root cause, you can start to address it directly instead of just reacting emotionally. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up when things go wrong, try to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Remember, everyone struggles sometimes, it's part of being human. Finally, develop healthy coping mechanisms. This is where things get really practical. What activities help you calm down, relax, and process your emotions? It could be anything from taking a walk in nature to listening to music, spending time with loved ones, or practicing mindfulness meditation. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. Think about that last time you felt overwhelmed by stress. Did you lash out at someone close to you? Or maybe you retreated into yourself and ignored everything going on around you. Now imagine having the emotional intelligence to recognize those feelings, understand their root cause, and choose a healthier response. Like taking a deep breath, stepping away for a moment, or communicating your needs assertively. That's the power of self-reflection. It allows you to take control of your emotions instead of letting them control you. So, how can you start incorporating these strategies into your own life? It all begins with a single step. Commit to spending just 10 minutes each day reflecting on your thoughts and feelings. Journal, meditate, or simply sit quietly and observe what's happening inside. You'll be amazed at the insights you uncover. Remember, folks, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity and times when you feel completely lost. But don't give up. Keep showing up for yourself. Keep practicing self-reflection, and watch as your emotional landscape transforms. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.